This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Nick Demopoulos, the man who suffered permanent injury when his arm was ripped from his socket after Victoria police mistakenly arrested him in May, has spoken out in an exclusive interview with The Age and 60 Minutes. Demopoulos was mistakenly arrested and severely injured during a botched police raid at Hares and Hyenas, a queer bookshop and community hub where he lived. Demopoulos is now suing the police and has called on Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews to strengthen oversight so that police are properly held accountable when they use excessive force. The Anglican Diocese of Newcastle has voted to change its rules to allow for its ministers to bless same-sex couples who have married under civil law and to prevent clergy who have entered into same-sex civil marriages from being disciplined by the church. Around 200 people attended the Newcastle Anglican Synod over the weekend and voted on the two church bills on Saturday. The move by the Newcastle Anglicans follows a similar move by the Victorian Anglican Diocese of Wangaratta in August, which has been referred to the Anglican Church of Australia's Appellate Tribunal. Over the weekend in Melbourne, activists, families, students and community members rallied together to protest the draft Religious Freedom Bill at the Victorian State Library. As a queer teacher stepped forward to speak up about the experiences LGBTI teachers in schools currently face in Victoria, the rally was halted by the arrival of far-right activists Avi Yemeni with a cameraman. Police created a barrier between Yemeni and the rally as people called for him to leave the space. The rally continued with Yemeni behind a police line as a member of the LGBTI community spoke about their concerns should the bill be passed. Screen Australia aims to inspire, inform and engage screen audiences through compelling Australian storytelling, and this week they have announced $2 million in production funding for 11 documentaries, three of which focus on unique and powerful stories from LGBTI Australia. Three exciting documentaries focus on transgender activist Georgie Stone, human rights and LGBTI activist Peter Tatchell, and a group of drag performers in Ipswich, Queensland. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
WWE has made history by signing the first openly gay wrestler in Jake Atlas. Atlas, aka Kenny Marquez, won the 2017 Southern California Rookie of the Year award before coming out in 2018 and says joining the WWE ranks is a dream come true. He's previously named a wrestling move the LGBDDT in honor of the queer community, and despite making more history, Atlas wants to be known as just a wrestler rather than a gay wrestler. Leaked messages have revealed that the new co-chair of the Chelsea FC fan supporter group sent homophobic and transphobic notes to other board members. The Athletic published an exclusive report revealing that David Johnston said footballers are forced to wear rainbow laces and armbands against their will, and that he was 1,000% against promoting gay rights as it's not the norm or natural. The Chelsea Supporters Trust say the comments do not represent the position of the board and that they'll work with external partners to consider whether further action is appropriate. And finally, British Olympic sprinter James Ellington has been shut down after saying he wants to identify as a woman to break records. After hearing that trans cyclist Rachel McKinnon had defended her sprint title at the Track Cycling World Champs, Ellington tweeted that it's ridiculous and asked if it's fair if he becomes female to make sprint history. Twitter users were quick to point out the discrimination and massive changes to your body that come with transitioning, but the 34-year-old only doubled down on his comments, complaining he was called transphobic and uneducated for speaking up for women in sport. Donald Trump Jr. also chipped in, saying that McKinnon's win was BS that would destroy women's sport.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.